Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, NBA Fantasy Football, Big Leaguers and Coach. This is Commish. Oh, today I got a good interview with one of the rookie coaches to the league, the coach of Team Adam Up. I got him on the league. I got him on the line. I'm about to bring him in. Hey, Jay, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Ah, okay. Hopefully I got the music in right for you.
Oh, I couldn't hear it. I mean, it don't matter. You know, so all we do is count wins over here. That's it.
Man, you came into the league, into the group, you know, with that same attitude. Like, hey, man, you just, like, what? Who is that? Marshawn Lynch, you just here so you can get paid, huh?
I'm just here so I can get paid. That's all I need. You can give me the highest win of the week. I take the victory. You know, I don't have to win the shit, but I take that money, too.
Hey, I like the grind, man. I like your greed. I like that. So, this your first time into the league, is it, or have you been in the league before?
It's my first time being in the league with you guys, but I've been playing fantasy football for some years.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know you've seen that, you know, we sent the Spygate team at your profile and put you in the group to see, you know, get some background information on you. So can you give us some information on, you know, how long you've been playing fantasy football?
I've probably been playing fantasy football now. We in 05. I mean, that's about,
I would say 06, 07. Oh, wow.
You know, somewhere around there is when I started.
All right, cool. You got any, won any leagues, got any trophies, any titles?
Yeah, I finished in second in one Yahoo League. I've won two leagues at ESPN. I won some other ones that I just did with random people, but I don't even count those. Like, I throw those championships out. If it's not people that's actively in there, I throw those out. So, you know, I got a second in Yahoo on there somewhere. And I got a couple firsts in ESPN.
Okay. Well, it seems like our Spygate team got you right, because we didn't see any Yahoo victories over there.
No, and I got a first in NFL.com. I forgot that one.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so, you know, one of the things we did differently in the league, we had some rookies. And in a group, we had locked you all out because a lot of times every rookie coming in the league in a group talking noise, how they going to win. So this year we wanted to put your game where your mouth was, and you actually did that in an impressive fashion. So, you know, did that make you feel? Did it make you more competitive, or did you just, well, like, I forget it? Put, you know, so do you have any feedback?
To each his own. I'm not really talker in terms of that much as far as, you know, fantasy go. I just let, you know, the players that I have, hopefully they go out there, you know, and produce and, you know, put up 40, 50 points. So, you know, have a defense that put up 31 points. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't brag until after the game over with.
Very impressive. You know, winners, I always say winners win. You know, and losers, they get excuses and form a band. So, hey. But,
yeah.
And that was something that you Sorry, finish.
I said I was listening to one of the other podcasts, and, you know, I ain't gonna say nobody's name, Lewis, who was talking about how his defense was gonna put up all them points, and I don't know. You know, I think mine probably, you know, almost doubled his point total. I don't know. You know, you got to be out there to scout your defense, and, you know who you got. You know, I just hope, you know, hey. You know, I got a couple little stashes sitting on my roster. You know, we're going to see what happened by, you know, week five, week six. You know, I got a couple little stashes sitting there. I got a few little moves that, you know, I don't need to be on the waiver wire or looking for stuff. You know, I got a few little people that's still on the wire right now. I'm just monitoring them, waiting to see what they're going to do.
Okay. So there it is. Let it be known to the coaches. Like, you got a team that's set to last. You know, you're not just you know, because in racing, I'm a big horse racer. It says a fast starting, you know, a fast starting horse is a slow finish. So you're saying you're going,
yeah,
you're for the long haul.
Yeah, I'm in it for the long haul. You know, I got a few on the roster right now that, you know, they ain't produced in week one much at all. You know, they may be gone in a little bit, but I'm just waiting to see, you know, how they're going to do. You know, wasn't too thrilled with my little Mr. McManus from Denver. You know, he missed that 50-yarder, you know, because somebody was saying.
Oh, yeah, that was
true.
And you was talking about seeing in the group earlier, you know, which I've seen that there was a method behind your madness. Your opponent, veteran coach Lewis, he said that, you know, he called you a rookie and was like saying that, you know, it was luck and hurricane this and that. But I actually seen, you know, how you pulled it off. You, because who was, you started your tight end, Tyler Eifert, and he didn't produce because of Andy Dalton. And then was that a last-minute feel for your defense?
No, I drafted the Steelers defense late. You know, I kind of watched the draft, and everybody had took, you know, most of the best defenses. So I kind of waited, and, you know, you think about Pittsburgh, they have some solid pieces there. You know, I believe they just picked up Joe Hayden, so that's a good corner for them. So, you know, defensively-wise, I just look at, you know, having some quality players on there. You know, they got some good edge rushers in Pittsburgh, known for having a defense. They got a good returner, and now they got that corner. So, you know, not to say that I'll keep them the whole year, because if I see somebody, you know, that's a good matchup defense, you know, I may go ahead and add that defense. But, you know, I just kind of play that by just kind of fishing the wire, looking to see what I can see. And in that case, I felt pretty good about, you know, Pittsburgh defense. I mean, Tyler Eifert, you know, the whole Cincinnati laid the egg. You know, I really think my opponent got lucky in the fact that, you know, Allen Robinson Allen Robinson actually got hurt, you know, because
he
had some
hurt.
Of the
he
game.
Got put on IR.
Yeah, he on IR, so, you know, that would have been some more points there because he was the number one receiver. He got hurt, you know, so it was some pieces. I was looking for to do stuff, you know. I'm still getting the feel for Mr. Paul Perkins as a running back, so he didn't do too much. But, I mean, you know, my team was built around, you know, my first four or five picks. Everything else is just supplemental support and just switching them up.
Okay, cool. So am I understanding this correctly? Are you saying that you really could have poured it on the bounty hunters? Is that all that was translating to? That he got off lucky because you had
he got off easy.
To put on it?
I mean, he got off easy. Because if Alshon Robinson don't get hurt, that's a touchdown at least. If, you know, Cincinnati don't lay an egg, I feel good for, you know, at least 8 to 10 points,
that's
you know,
tough.
So.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can add them up, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, a win is a win. You know, hurricane is a hurricane. You know, I still don't believe, you know, Ajayi and second receiver, Deshaun Jackson, is not the number one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Would have gave him all them points because,
hey, Luke,
you know, Miami got a pretty good defense.
Story for him
again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
so we got to wrap things up. You know, so, you know, with the last 2 minutes going, so is there anything that you want to tell? Well, you know, first you got to address your week to opponent. Now, he's a veteran in the league now. He's pretty good. And so I'm thinking, you know, week two is going to be a pretty good, interesting week for you. So you think you're going to be able to carry over your winning ways in week two?
I mean, I think he pretty strong. You know what I'm saying? He got a good quarterback, got a good running back in McCoy. I mean, I think it'll be a good matchup. I made some changes on my defense to pick up, you know, a better defensive player. Because that's another thing. Talvin Smith didn't give me nothing. So, you know, I went and got somebody else, you know, who I think gonna put up some points for me. I think it's going to be a good matchup. You know, I don't think Jacksonville defense is going to do what they did against Tennessee. You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I do have y'all game matched up evenly at 151. So we got 60 seconds to clear up the show before the show ends. So is there anything you want to tell your week two opponent, Lewis, any other people in the group? Because I know you got some purple, you know, some St. Olaf brothers in the group. So anything you want to just tell the group, lay it down right now, let it be known, get it started early.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, when you step into the fantasy world with me in the week, and you know, I expect to win. If I don't win, then I'll see you in the playoffs, hoping I get to the championship, you know. I think everybody, you know, did a pretty good job of drafting. You know, you got some teams that I think going to suffer. When Ezekiel Elliott has to sit down for them six, you know, you're going to suffer. When Jacquez Rogers, you know, not that no more, that's going to suffer. So some people made, you know, some decisions, you know, and it is what it is, you know. I
so
kind of made a few
what
bad
do you
ones.
What is the
but,
competition
you know.
Level in the group? You like it or you think you're
I think it's
for
pretty
it?
Competitive.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's pretty competitive.
So we wrap things up. Once again, I had Coach Jay of Adam up. We're riding around getting it, and we're out. I'm riding around no key. I'm riding around no key. I'm riding around no key. I'm riding around no key.